You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
What's trending mostly in the Mile High City this morning is the weather. It is icy out there and slick. The kind of conditions that we had, you know, where it rains and then freezes and then snow covers the ice. Same kind of conditions that led me to drive into that fire hydrant that time. Exact same conditions.
Yeah, it's slick.
So we've been trying to warn you, leave early if you can, as early as possible, because your commute will probably take you longer today. Or you just don't care, and you're like, I'm late. speaking of ice, the Avalanche were supposed to win last night because they were playing the last place St. Louis Blues. But nope. The Blues won 3-2 at Ball Arena. The Blues gave us the Blues. Now the Avs hit the road to play Carolina on Thursday. Hey, NASA's going to try again early tomorrow morning to launch that big Artemis moon rocket. The one that's loaded with dummies instead of astronauts. They have been trying since August with fuel leaks and then a couple of hurricanes put things on hold. Did you hear they're even talking about how the thing might be damaged a little bit from Hurricane Nicole that just came through? But they say, we think it's okay to launch, though.
Oh, no. Yeah. You better make sure.
The Grammy nominations are coming out today. Grammy nominations. And with declining interest in the award show, Jer, they have decided to add 5 new categories, hoping to inspire people to tune in.
Oh, yeah.
Can I share one of the categories with you?
Please.
See if this will get you to tune in and raise those ratings. One of the new categories they're adding to the Grammy Awards is Best Spoken Word Poetry Album.
Ooh, you've piqued my interest.
How do you miss that? The show will be held in February for anybody who cares. Speaking of music, though, Garth Brooks is doing another Vegas residency next year. You can go do your boot scooting or whatever. Do you do that at a Garth Brooks concert? I'm not a country boy.
Sure you do. Yeah,
do
I'm actually wanting to. I'm actually kind of interested in going and checking this out. Make the pilgrimage back to Vegas. I haven't been there in many, many years, but I'd like to go see this concert. I like the shtick that they're doing, too.
It's going to be at Caesar's Palace. He's calling it Plus One.
Mm-hmm.
We've never tried this. The band is coming, but it's a one-man show. The band will actually sit in the audience.
How about that?
So he just wants to be alone on stage. Kind of sounds kind of.
Well, then he said they're going to call. Like he's like, oh, I need a fiddle for this song. And the fiddle guy will get up out of the audience and walk up mm-hmm. and play the fiddle with him for a song and then just go back into the audience and sit down. Yeah. I need a guy that can blow on a jug up here.
He did say something funny. He goes, or we could bring the whole band up and do Friends in Low Places. He adds, this should be stupid.
This should be stupid.
Yep. And by the way, his wife, Trisha Yearwood, will sing in the show. Hey. And there could be occasional guests from time to time. Anyway, the show is going to have feature dates in May, June, and July, and then November, December of next year. So those of you who want to go see the consummate performer Garth Brooks, he's going to be out in Vegas. So I was trying to check to see when we first hit 1 billion people on our planet, the population, and it says it was 1804. Obviously, these are all estimates, and there's nobody who's actually counting heads out there.
Did you guys like have a big celebration when that happened, or?
All right, I'll give you that.
Pass me the moonshine.
1804, we hit 1 billion. Then it took another 123 years to hit 2 billion. Well, it's only taken 11 years for us to go from 7 to 8. As of this morning, I think they say they're having fun with this. They say it'll be roughly 10 a.m. Denver time.
Yeah, we'll click at over.
10 o'clock this morning, the world population will hit 8 billion.
Ding, 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 ding.
Now, actually, starting now, they say the population increase is going to slow a bit. So while it's taken 11 years for us to add this next billion, to get to 9, they think it's going to take about 15 years. And then to get to 10 billion, it'll be another 20 plus. But you can pretty much imagine that in 30 5 years. So, Jeremy, you'll be in your late 70s. We will hit 10 billion folks on this planet.
Well, I think the biggest question this morning is, where's all the poop go?
Fair question, Jerry.
A lot of people pooping, Dom. Where's it all go?
Fair question.
Where does all the fecal end up? 8 billion people.
Half a century ago, the average life expectancy was 58. Today, it's almost 73 years old. So that's why we keep adding people.
Dang, man.
What else is trending?
Well, Jay Leno, the biggest trending celebrity news this morning. I was getting the alerts on my phone yesterday. Bing, ding, ding, ding. Jay Leno suffered serious burns on his face on Saturday when one of his cars burst into flames inside his garage in Burbank. Jay Leno is extremely famous for his car collection. I was reading he's got like 200 and some cars, a bunch of motorcycles.
How many? That's how many? 200?
He's got a museum, essentially. He's got a lot of cars. According to TMZ, Jay burned the left side of his face, no damage to his eye or ear. Taken by ambulance to a burn center. Did have to cancel a gig in Las Vegas because of it. He did release a statement yesterday saying, quote, "I got some serious burns from a gasoline fire. I am okay. Just need a week or two to get back on my feet." So it doesn't sound too bad. I'll be curious to see what he looks like. But in true Jay Leno fashion, he's like, "Man, whatever. I'll get back at it."
Did you say, or did you know that, did it damage any of his vehicles?
Boy, I don't know. I don't have any information on that or what vehicle it was.
Because some of those are worth like hundreds of thousands of
millions.
Dollars,
he's got million-dollar vehicles, so
kind
of crazy. Fans of the holiday movie A Christmas Story, the house from A Christmas Story, went up for sale yesterday in Cleveland. No price on this bad boy yet, but it does sit on 1.3 acres. It has a museum with some props and costumes from the movie, a little gift shop. It does have additional parking lots and an empty lot to expand if you really want to make it into a huge tourist attraction. Mm-hmm. The current owner says they're just looking for the right buyer. They say they want to make sure it maintains a piece of Americana. It's just kind of a little piece of history from an iconic movie. Would I want it? Probably not. It's one of those houses where you're going to have people driving by all the time. Out front, well, taking pictures,
and they've encouraged that because of the. From what I understand, there's several houses in that area that are all like even
like
some
movie
of
houses.
Who was the bully in that movie?
Scott Farkas.
Yeah, his house too. I mean, supposedly the whole neighborhood has gotten in on the act to try to make money off of it.
Yeah,
so
not for me. No, thank you. More chatter about Pete Davidson, Dom. The dude might be on the prowl again. He's hooking up with yet another gorgeous celebrity, Emily Ratajkowski. Yes. was seen having a romantic dinner with Pete in Brooklyn. Witnesses are saying that they were getting all snuggly and holding hands, looking fairly romantic.
How does he do it, Jeremy?
Numerous stories on how he does it, and we can't talk about it. This so-called source says Emily is definitely into Pete. So we'll see what goes on there. She's really into him. What else is going on? Here's another possible love connection. Did you see this story? I think it was like yesterday or a couple days ago. The internet was freaking out because Gisele Bündchen was with her jiu-jitsu instructor in Costa Rica. And they're like, oh my God, she's already dating another guy. Well, there's news out this morning that she was there with the instructor, but it's probably completely innocent because she brought her kids along with some other kids and adults, and the jiu-jitsu instructor from the school, the teacher. Sources are saying that she's not romantically involved with this guy. They were just kind of out on a jiu-jitsu field trip, it sounds like.
It was a giant group of people.
It was a group of people, and she was just seen walking with the teacher, and, you know, TMZ was there snapping pictures.
Hey,
so everyone was flipping out.
There are some websites that love that clickbait. They sell advertising for it. So if they say Gisele Bündchen's new lover, people will click.
Yeah. Oh, and he's so dreamy. Kids from the 80s and 90s, you might remember the public service announcements, The More You Know. And it had that little, like, what do you want to call it? It's like a little comet or a little star that goes across the screen. There were little 30-second PSAs featuring celebrities, and they were telling you not to do drugs, stay in school, don't flash your neighbors, things like that. These worked on me. This and the DARE program is the reason I've never done drugs. these little PSAs and the DARE program.
Really?
Yeah, really, man. They hit home for me, so they worked. They are bringing back The More You Know to the Peacock Network. This time, I think they're making them like several minutes now versus the 30 seconds because they got to fit more stuff in, apparently. But here's the iconic sound. The More You Know. Do you remember those at all? Did you ever see those?
I did, faintly.
Faintly?
Yeah, but yeah. I especially remember that music.
There you go. Don't do drugs. I won't do drugs. Thank you. What else is going on? Oh, yeah. We teased this. We better chat about it. If you're having something shipped to your house, multiple factors when things are coming to your house, you're like, when's it going to get here? Is the package going to be in good condition? And how hot is my driver? In a new survey, 1,000 Americans were asked which delivery service has the most attractive delivery or couriers, I guess you could say. 40% said Amazon. That was number one. UPS was second. FedEx, DHL. And then they even started talking about who has the hottest uniforms. And Amazon, again, came in at number one. And they just have that little vest on. I don't think it's anything too
Nothing special.
UPS second, FedEx, DHL, and then the USPS at the very bottom. I would think the UPS, the Brown, what can Brown do for you, should be the top spot. Because I've seen some of those guys come off the UPS truck in the front of my house, and they're all jacked, you know. And they got those little Brown shorty shorts on.
Yeah, I was writing a little piece about this earlier today, and I gave it some thought. And I think what it is that... First of all, UPS has been around for a while, so we're used to their hotness. But I think more people come into contact with Amazon drivers than they do UPS drivers.
Absolutely, yeah.
Because your Amazon people are showing up practically every day.
At all hours of the day. They come at night sometimes, so, and you open the door and you're like, hello.
Yeah, it might just be a, you know, a volume thing.
I saw you were three stops away. You could be right, DT. All right, let's do some clickbait.
Clickbait.
It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. It's a link to a video and a story about this deer in Wisconsin that broke into a house and was in the house for hours, running from room to room, destroying the house. And it sounds like this deer was horny because I guess the homeowner is saying that she had a bunch of deer decorations out front for the holiday season, you know, some reindeer or something. This deer spotted him, went over to the house and said, hey, how you doing? And made his way inside. It's quite the story. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
Horny deer.
Horny deers are clickbait today.